In your statement, you said someone's been stalking you.
Yes. For the past couple of months, I've sensed eyes on me. I thought I glimpsed a man or a figure. I know that sounds crazy, but...
Was it more like intuition?
Exactly. And I came home one night, and my bathroom window was open. And another time, the front door was unlocked.
Why didn't you report it?
Well, nothing was missing. But a few days ago, I did notice my underwear drawer was all messed up. The clothes had been moved, rearranged. I tried to convince myself it was the cleaning lady. But...
Those victims are stalked by people they know. Is there anyone you can think of?
I did have a date last night. It didn't end well.
What happened?
He drove me home, made a move, and I told him I didn't feel a connection, but he tried to come inside anyway. He was pretty peeved about it.
Name, please.
Zach Thomas.
From now on, you don't let any strangers drive you home.
My friend set us up. He wasn't a total stranger.
So you've met him before?
Well, no, but we know so many of the same people. He'd seen me, and he really wanted to go out.
Seen you? Where?
On my friend's Facebook page. She said he'd been begging her to set us up for a while, that he was really into me.
Are you afraid of the dark?
Yes, I'm terrified.
Is that common knowledge?
Well, I suppose so. I always have been. Why? It
means your stalker knows you.
Zach Thomas has a record for drunk driving, public intoxication, and resisting arrest.
Well, obviously the friend that set them up didn't know his history.
He probably let it slip that Kristen's terrified in the dark. What she liked, tell me all about her.
He's MIA. Didn't show up for work. No one's heard from him.
Then put on an APB and get a warrant to ping his cell phone.
I'll do it.
No, I got it.
So was he supposed to get my job? Is that it?
No. He's level one. You're level two. He knows the pecking order. He just doesn't like it.
Or me.
Whose fault is that? Let's go check out the crime scene.